president in 1981. Which Star Wars episode was the destruction of Alderaan? Grab the smartest friends, you know it's time to start the game. Bar-rated trivia, we're here to train your brain.
Here's what you missed last week on Bar-rated Radio.
Hello, Sarah.
Wait, are we live?
We're live now.
Ish. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, so. I guess we'll bring that up. I don't care about it. It's not my my super cup of tea.
It's actually my anniversary with my dog.
Well, that's important.
I got her around that time. It reminds me of when I got her, and I give her like something heart-shaped, like a heart-shaped piece of ham.
Ooh, we're going to talk about pizza. Yeah,
yay.
Why not? Because we love pizza. This past Sunday, the 9th of February, was National Pizza Day. I mean, a flatbread is a pizza. The pizza's not a flatbread. It's like a tortoise is a turtle and a turtle's not a tortoise type thing.
Yeah, it's different. So we're talking about pizza.
Why don't we shoot back for you? You got any pizza facts for me? I want to say, why don't you try and stump me and see if I know, you know, more about pizza than you? Give me some. Give me some facts at least. We're not going to do questions or anything.
All right. But there are approximately 61,269 pizzerias in the United States now.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
More pizza.
More pizza.
We need more pizza.
Some popular gourmet toppings are chicken, oysters, crayfish, dandelions, sprouts, eggplant, Cajun shrimp, artichoke hearts, and tuna. So if you want to get a little cray-cray with your pay-pay, then you can try some dandelions on your pizza.
I think I'm good with them.
That was last week. Now stay tuned for a brand new episode of Bar Rated Radio coming to you right now.
Can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the Bar Rated Podcast.
This world still got a chance. Yeah.
Awake, I got rest.
I can see that. You're shot out of the cannon this week like I was last week. It is Bar Rated Radio, show number 125 for the trivia game week of February, the 17th. Week of the 17th, 2020. What is the national week, Sarah?
National Random Acts of Kindness Week.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about that coming up in a bit. It is Goldberg and Wadzi from Bar Rated Entertainment. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Valentine's Day is over.
Yeah, maybe that's why you're so happy. You don't have to worry about that shit anymore. But we've got a lot to catch you up on. We've got our Parks and Rec theme games happening this Sunday at 4 o'clock. At, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 great locations all across Connecticut and Massachusetts, which is going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to tell you about that in our What the Hell is Going On segment. We got a brand new band we're going to be featuring, a brand new segment called Location Look-In that we're going to be playing for you, and we're going to talk about our weekends. That's how we're going to start it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how was your weekend?
It was
Sarah?
Fun. I was out a lot, actually.
You kept yourself busy on Valentine's Day weekend?
Yeah, like checking out Rebel Dog, where we're going to do 90s trivia on, the 29th?
Yeah, that's next Saturday night.
Just wanted to go check it out and try the food and say hello, which was really fun.
And that's Rebel Dog Tavern in Plainville, by the way. Yeah, they have their coffee locations in Plainville and also in Farmington and Five Corners. But yeah, they took over JD's Tavern in Plainville, so we're very excited to be there.
Yeah, it was fun to see like where I was going to be and meet some of the staff. And Friday, I hosted trivia at Spare Time, but I actually, Aaron showed up, my cousin Aaron, and we bowled after trivia. It was epic.
How'd you do?
It was terrible.
Did you put the bumpers up?
He had about double the, we played two rounds, and he had double the score of me both times. And I don't even think he's that good. Actually, he was kind of good.
Now, do you use the regular, like, one-handed kind of toss the ball, or are you doing, like, the...
I had some trouble because I don't have any strength, so I was picking up all the balls. Well, that sounds weird.
That's what she said.
I was playing with balls on Valentine's Day. Yay. I was picking up all the balls, and they're just so heavy, so I found the lightest one. But even that, it's kind of hard to stick your fingers
roll
in
it
there and get it rolling. So... I was playing around with different techniques, and one of them was that wide leg stance, and you just like shove it down the lane and hope for the best. But I was in the gutter a lot. But you know what they say, when you're in the gutter, at least you're looking up at the stars. It was a great night.
So positive. I love that. Good for you. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good weekend. I don't even know what I did. I think I took a Friday night off for Valentine's Day. We just kind of hung out at home, my wife and I, and then Saturday was really cool. I went down to the beach. I was down on Long Island Sound because we have a brand new location that
we are adding in. An old Lime.
Yeah, an old Lime. The old Lenny's by the beach. It's now called Kokomo's. They opened up, I think, last May, they said. And yeah, we're going to be starting trivia games there this summer, so it's going to be awesome.
That is so much fun.
My car's not going to like it because I'm going to probably be driving down there a lot to do it because it is. I'm a water rat, as you all know, so I can't wait to be going down there. It was fun meeting Rob and Brian and Drew, the owners and general manager down there, and I actually had another Impossible Burger. They had one on the menu there, but
yummy.
Of course I put cheese and bacon on it.
Well, at least you cut back on the beef consumption.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, but then yeah, we had really great games this weekend, too, because, of course, today being Monday the 17th is President's Day, and last night and Saturday, I was at Rooster Company in Newington. We hosted our Saturday night game there, and it was packed. We had a lot of fun there. It was a girl's birthday party, so they had a big, huge crowd. We were singing happy birthday and having fun. And then yeah, on Sunday, yesterday, it was our second game at Great Falls Brewing. Up in North Canaan, Connecticut, and then also a Plan B in West Hartford, and they were both jam-packed, like
people
record
were going
amounts.
Out like it was Saturday night.
Oh yeah, what? They loved it, so it was great. And yesterday, actually on Sunday, I went up to Boston. I brought my brother's daughter, my niece, back up to home. She was spending the week with my mom, and so I had a nice little fun drive up there. And but it was weird. I don't have any children, but you walk around with a kid, and everybody assumes that it's yours, so you have to kind of like,
yeah,
no, this is not
weird.
Mine.
Yeah, that's really, really weird. I'm like,
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we've got, I mean, we'll talk about it and what the hell's going on coming up in just a second, because we've got four new locations that are starting up next week.
It's really been crazy. Like, we don't even have time to do this podcast, basically.
Yeah, we're going to crank through this today.
The piles.
Between starting off these new games, the Parks and Rec game coming up next, or this coming Sunday. And, oh, I will say that we will not be doing a theme game for the month of March, but we have a really great one for April that's going to be coming up that we will announce next week for you as well. So that's
going to be... Yeah, let's focus on Parks and Rec for now.
Yeah, of course, of course. So, okay, this is show number 125. We've got a local band that we're going to be featuring at the end of the show as our nerd feature artist, who Sarah brought to my attention, whose name is...
Oh, the band Atlas Gray. It's a local Simsbury area band.
Mm-hmm. And it's Gray with an A, G-R-A-Y.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find them at first. And
yes,
I realized
yes,
that.
It is Gray with an A. And they had a concert a couple weeks ago at the Old Bell Tavern. And I can't wait to see them live.
Yeah, we'll talk about where you could go and see them, and we'll hear a track from them coming up in a little bit. Also, we've got, we're going to talk about this week, National Random Acts of Kindness Week, and we're going to give you some examples of some random acts of kindness that you can kind of throw into your life.
Like, I'm very inspired. I'm going to do something. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. I promise to do at least one thing.
Well, right. Well, maybe I'm going to try and do two things. I'm going to be even kinder than you.
Fine.
I'm going to one-up you.
Fine.
I don't know. I'm the biggest asshole in the world, so I'm probably not going to do anything. We got What the Hell's Going On for you. And we also have the new segment, like I said, Location Look-In, where we're going to be going back to the same place where we did our team testimonial last week, back to Problem Solve Brewing. We're going to talk to the owner and the bartender of there. Dave is going to check in with us. But first, we haven't done it in a couple of weeks. We are going to give you a question of the week to win a great prize. Now, before we do that, we're going to do it a little differently this week and moving forward. Instead of emailing us, what you need to do is direct message us on the Bar Rated Radio Facebook page the correct answer to this following question, all right? You're not posting this on the page or anything like that. Send us a message with the correct answer to this question on the Bar Rated Radio Facebook page, a page that we desperately need to start doing more on, except for just...
Yeah, like us while you're there. If you're listening to the podcast, you should be following us on there.
Yeah, we're going to start doing more videos on there. The tough thing is it's Monday mornings and we're just kind of schlubbed out.
I'm not.
I am.
I look great.
You do, yeah. I know. I'm just... I didn't shower. I kind of just rolled into the office today. So yeah, you're going to find Bar Rated Radio on Facebook and send us the correct answer to the following question. And this week, we got a pretty good prize for you. You can win a $25 gift card to one of our great Thursday locations in Wallingford, Tap and Vine at 171 Quinnipiac Street in Wallingford, where you could play at, I believe it's 7:30 every single Thursday with David Hintz as your host. A $25 gift card will go to the person that we pick at random who answers this following question. And it's a question in regards to today being President's Day.
Right. And right? This is the first, basically, first come, first serve. The first person to message us wins.
No, well, no, because some people might not listen until, like, Thursday for
the
show.
True.
Yeah, so we'll pick one at random.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, well, that's how we kind of do it here. I go to Sarah, I yell at her in the other room. I go, pick a number between 1 and 20.
Yeah, 1 and 20, yeah.
Yeah, that's about how many emails we used to get. All right, so a $25 gift card. Here is your question. What is the minimum age set in the Constitution for the President of the United States? All right. So for you to be President of the United States of America, you have to be a U.S. citizen, of course. But what is the minimum age that you must be in order to be the POTUS? All right. Do you know, Sarah?
No.
Well, not that you can say the answer anyways, but.
No, I don't know anyway. I don't know.
But if you do know.
Google and you can look it up.
Yeah, you could Google it. That's fine. I don't care.
Learn something.
But right, you don't email us. We want you to send us a private message on the Bar Rated Radio Facebook page, okay? And we're going to pick one person from random to win this $25 Tap and Vine gift card. So good luck to you. All right, lots of stuff going on in the show, but first a brand new segment. This is called Location Lookin', and yeah, we're going to go back to Mr. Dave Lovelace, one of our all-star hosts who does three games a week for us, one of them being Thursdays at 7 o'clock at Problem Solve Brewing in, East Windsor, right? So yep. We're going to take a look in, we're going to meet the owner, meet the bartender, and we'll have what the hell's going on next. Sound good?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yay.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm here at Problem Solve Brewing in East Windsor. I am with the sole proprietor, Alan.
Hello, sir.
How are we doing, Dave?
How are you doing?
I'm loving it.
Good. With us, as always, is Jay.
Party on, Dave.
Party on, Jay. All right, so we're going to ask them some questions tonight. The location is Problem Solve Brewing in East Windsor. How long have you guys been a home for bar-rated trivia games?
A little over a year.
What do you think is the best thing about having bar-rated trivia games at your location?
It brings a good crowd. We always have a pretty packed house with teams, good competition, a lot of fun, something to do while you're having a couple beers.
What is your current favorite beer on the menu right now?
I would say Countersunk with cranberry and blood orange. It's our kettle sour goza. It's delicious, nice and tart.
Jay, what is your favorite beer right now?
The Black Lager, Projectile Motion, for sure.
You know what? You guys have had some amazing milkshake IPAs, and I'm looking forward to another one.
Oh, there'll be one soon, so don't you worry.
All right. The prizes the players can win at your location during bar-rated trivia games, we usually have some gift cards, I guess.
Gift cards for first, second, and third, and then there's the wonderful ramen noodles at the end of the for last place, and then there's always the sack of fun in between. So.
And maybe Alan will even, do a little trade.
I really love ramen noodles, so you never know. And the kids. You got to think about the kids.
Think of the children. Jay, think of the children.
Always
got to think of the children. Happy holidays, everybody, at Problem Solve Brewing in East Windsor, and we're going to see you guys every Thursday here. We have 7 o'clock sign up, 7:30 game start. See you next week. Cheers.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but what the hell are you guys doing?
What the hell's going on? What the hell is going on?
What in the hell is going on?
What the hell going on?
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
What the hell is going on? Sponsored by DownTonight.us.
So I like that segment, Location Lookin'. Maybe I'll go record one today when I'm over at
it was such a good idea, whoever thought of it.
I think that was you. We'll give you all the credit on that. And yeah, we're going to have all our hosts going around and doing team testimonials and Location Lookin'. So if you're listening to this and you want to be part of the, of course, the team testimonial, you're probably a player listening. Tell your host, say, hey, interview me. They've got questions and we'll do it. But this is What the Hell's Going On. This is for the trivia week of the 17th of February, 2020. And we've got brand new locations to tell you about. But first, we've got our Parks and Rec theme games happening this Sunday. All games will start at 4 o'clock. Well, at least sign-ups at 4 o'clock. Game times at 4:30. And we have 7 locations this Sunday and 1 on Thursday. And they will be at these locations. You could play at the Iron Horse Pub and Grill. That is in Simsbury with Wadzy as your host.
Hi, hi.
And you've been studying up on your Parks and Rec, I'm sure.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I have. I've been writing some great questions. Going to be lots of fun games.
I love the show, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Town Tap Room, that is in Agawa, Massachusetts, a new theme game location for us. We've got Craft 260 in Fairfield. That will be also happening. Hops 44. That is up in Storrs, Connecticut. Randy's Worcester Street Pizza in Manchester. Orange Ale House in Orange, Connecticut. And you can come and play with me at Five Churches in New Britain. All those games, like I said, 4 o'clock signups, game time at 4:30. So have fun. Parks and Rec is on Netflix. Go there and study it up. Questions about all the seasons. And yeah it's going to be...
We had a debate came up last Wednesday at Iron Horse. What do you like better, The Office or Parks and Rec? Now, I love both shows, but I like Parks and Rec better.
I can't really. They're both
awesome.
Similar, but they're both so different.
They're written by the same people, so it doesn't, like, it's a moot point.
Yeah, I don't want to pick one or the other. I love them both. Actually, yeah. I had to put rewatching The Office on hold to start watching Parks and Rec, and I've been sitting there on the couch while watching it, and I've been taking notes for questions
funny.
And everything. So, yeah, I got some good ones to put together, so it's going to be fun. We hope to see you there. Great prizes for all the winning teams. Now, new locations. We've got a ton of them, okay? So the ones that are happening right now, some of our newest locations would be Zeke's Bar and Grill. That's in Bernardston, Massachusetts. That's up right on the Vermont border with Emma as your host. That is every single Wednesday happening at 7 o'clock. Also, Rooster Company in Newington, our Saturday night game. That is a 8:30 sign up, 9 o'clock start time with yours truly hosting every single week, and their truffle mac and cheese is
so good. I was just
going to
say, I don't see him eating truffle mac and
cheese. I had it again this week. It was great. Also, Great Falls Brewing, that is in North Canaan, Connecticut, and we had 16 teams pile in there this past
Yeah, there were like 50 people
Sunday.
There.
Yeah, and so Eric Randy, one of our newest hosts, he was up there having a lot of fun, and we hope to see you up there. Also, Olives and Oil in Seymour, the second Olives and Oil location. That's every single Monday with game time at 7 o'clock. And then we've got new locations that are starting next week. Four. Count them, four brand new locations starting next week. I'm going to be a busy beaver running around to all these new places.
Busy beaver, okay.
There we go. We've got Dave and Buster's in Manchester, which is so cool to be there because everything is so electronic there. There's all these TVs, all the video games, a great bar. But we get to bring our analog trivia in this digital age to Dave and Buster's. So come and hang out. I will be there as your host for the very first game. And then Sarah Jane, one of our other great hosts, will be there on a regular basis. Game time's at 7 o'clock for that. Then we've got East Side Grill. That is up in Torrington, Connecticut. That's going to be on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. That is starting next week, the 25th of February. We've got the Cockeyed Crow. Yeah, that place is cool. It's in North Haven, and we've got a new host that we're bringing on. His name is John Peckman. He'll be hosting that game. So the Cockeyed Crow Sports Bar and Grill, that is starting on the 25th, next Tuesday as well. And I'm really excited about this one, and I know Sarah's probably too, because you love drinking wine. I know, because you can't drink...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you do. And we have our very first vineyard that
Yay!
We are going to be doing weekly trivia games at. I am
this
so
cool.
excited. And it's one of the best known vineyards in all of Connecticut, Chamard Vineyard, which is located in Clinton, Connecticut. I don't know why I got Mass on my mind today. But in Clinton, Connecticut, that is going to be on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And I can't wait for that. I'm going down for that first game.
Yeah, they're so excited. I just saw the Instagram post there. Promoting it, thank you guys.
Yeah, and we're stoked to be
why
there.
Why not drink wine and play trivia?
Why not?
We always talk. Oh
ooh,
boy,
dad joke. There you go.
You beat me to it.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm trying. You're rubbing off on me too much. So yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun to do that. And then two new locations that we don't have start dates yet in Ansonia, Connecticut. We've got Copper City Bar and Grill. They're going to be joining us. That's going to be a Thursday game. Date and time to be determined. And then, as I said a little bit earlier in the show, Kokomo's Bar and Grill in Old Lyme. Those are going to be Tuesday games at 7 o'clock, but start date is going to be sometime in March. They're not open on Tuesdays yet, so once they are open. We are going to get things rolling there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a lot.
Right on the beach. And when it's like the nice weather, it's 7 o'clock game, we'll be outside. So you get that ocean breeze coming over.
That's next level trivia there. Like drinking trivia and the beach.
Salty air. It's going to be awesome. So if you want our full schedule, find it at barratedtrivia.com/schedules. And of course, if you want us to do a private game for you as well, you can always email Sarah and find out more information. Email her at barratedevents@gmail.com. There you go. So that's what the hell's going on. Wow, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Any questions, make sure you can email us, you can Facebook message us, you can Instagram message us, whatever works for you. We will get back to you.
Well, here we go. We've got a very special announcement right now for you from a very awesome celebrity. And after that, we're going to talk about Random Acts of Kindness Week coming up next on Bar Rated Radio.
Hi, it's Jerry or Terry or Terry or Larry or even Barry. You know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. But what does matter is that Bar Rated Trivia hosting Parks and Rec themed games all over. And they're at I forgot the details. Sorry, guys. You know what? Just go to barratedtrivia.com. Yeah, go to barratedtrivia.com for locations and times. And let's just hope Gail doesn't see that I goofed this up and call me the F word. You know, forgetful.
Jerry, Terry, Larry, Gary, Jim O'Hare from Parks and Rec. I love that he was so kind to do a special message for us about our Parks and Rec games. And of course, he forgot the locations. But if you go to barratedtrivia.com, as he said, the full listing of all the locations are right there on our main page. And I did forget to say earlier that if you play at the World of Beer in Cambridge, Massachusetts, you could do that on Thursday. We'll be having our Parks and Rec theme game there as well. But this week is National Random Acts of Kindness Week.
Yeah, I learned about this on Lady Gaga's foundation Facebook page. So she does a lot of stuff about being kind. She's really into that, and I'm really into her. So it was nice.
So what are some random acts of kindness that we could go and do to kind of spread some love around the world?
So I haven't read the whole list, but I know one of them people like to do when you're at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks is to pay for the person behind you.
That's paying it forward.
Yeah, and that's happened to me before, and I never forgot it. Like, the one time that it happened was, like, a really long time ago, but it was nice, you know?
Yeah, that's a big thing to do at, like, local breweries nowadays, too, is that they have, like, a board up, and you can buy a beer for somebody.
Oh, that's cool.
And so it will just be up on the board, so the next time that the person comes in, they could look at the board and be like, oh, you know, Joe just bought me a beer. So that's a cool thing to do. All right, I could get down with that. And it's a nice surprise, too. Like you say, you don't forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, what is kindness? It's just, like, spreading that good feeling. I love this one that's on the list because I really believe in it, and it's actually number one. Start very simply. Text a friend you haven't spoken to in a while and remind her that he or she is awesome. I always say, like, if you think of somebody, like, text or call them. Like, if they pop up in your head for whatever reason, like,
I'd say call, because everybody doesn't call anybody.
But even if you just say, hey, how's it going? Like, I love to hear from people, and I'm really bad at staying in touch with people. So if I think of someone, I always try to send them a text right away and just check in. And, you know, they're kind of always excited. Like, oh, my God, I haven't heard from you.
Okay. What else you got? I like this. You're making me feel good.
You like this?
Yeah.
There's
so many depressing things in the world going on.
Oh, my God. Number 40 is call a lonely relative and tell them a dad joke.
Well, you got plenty of those.
That's just funny.
I mean, there's probably plenty of relatives on my list that I could call. I don't talk to anybody in my family. And I don't have too many dad jokes either. But, like I said, I'm not the most friendliest person out there anyway.
I like this for social media reasons. Share or repost a friend's cause or business. So it just shows support. It also leads into, like, I have a lot of friends that are artists and musicians, and if you can support them in any way, I mean, buy one of their pieces of art. It's your friend's art. You can hang it, and it supports them, because there's not a lot of support in the arts right now. That is a very kind thing to do.
I guess that could go the same thing with, like, bands going by. If you see somebody out there,
concert.
Go to a concert, buy some merch, you know, buy a an album or something, go on Bandcamp and download a song, you know, for somebody that you like instead of just stealing it like you just do all the time. See, I'm not a good person.
Spotify.
Yeah. What else?
Let's see. If you're driving or biking somewhere or meeting a friend for dinner, put your phone away. So number one, I mean, putting your phone away while driving is an act of kindness because it's not endangering someone.
It's also the law.
I know, but people just, I can't believe how many people I see on their phones, and I have to remind myself sometimes. But if you're out with your friend, try to put your phone away and pay attention to them and give someone that, like, 100% love.
Yeah, put the phone down. I was out at all these restaurants all weekend long, and the most disturbing thing, and I've been trying to, like, if I'm not actively working or trying to stay on top of our games that are going on, because we have, like, 20-plus games going at a time during the week. When you're at a restaurant, you look over and there's a couple sitting there.
Oh,
both
my God,
of them are just on the phone.
It's so depressing.
Yeah, just put it down.
Yeah,
put it down.
Just like put it away. So, like, we ask you to put your phone away during our game, but just like put it away. You don't. Nothing's gonna happen that you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're just. I like this one too. Post literally anything involving puppies, kittens, or Betty White. And you're pretty much guaranteed to brighten someone's day.
I love that Betty White is lumped into puppies, kittens, or Betty White.
Well, I mean, honestly, puppy videos and kittens and many animals, like, it does make me smile. So it is very kind to share those stories. I always share animal stories that I like, so I hope you guys like
them. Yeah, I skip through all, like, the kid videos or anything like that. It's on Facebook. Anything with animals and otters. Otters are great.
Sea otters cuddling.
And
like,
there's
what?
There's a great video too that I just saw of, and this was actually a random act of kindness, that there was boaters out and an injured sea lion pup came swimming up to a boat. It was injured, and they helped it onto the boat, and then they called the Coast Guard to come in and help it, and they brought it to an animal rescue. And,
yeah.
And yeah, it was great. And this little sea lion pup was just so happy to be rescued and was just hanging out with the people and just wasn't afraid and saying thank you so much. And then I saw another one.
They are grateful.
Random acts of kindness, that there was kids walking through a snowstorm and a squirrel had fallen out of the tree and was basically freezing to death. And they picked it up and were able to warm it up and brought it to a vet and were able to rehabilitate it. And it was just so great. It was, you know, be nice to the animals.
Yeah, be kind to children and animals. I mean, humans can kind of be assholes, but we can make a little difference. I like to just, I call it situational awareness. Like if I'm in the grocery store, it's like looking around for elderly folk or people that might need help. And, you know, maybe they can't reach something on the shelf and I'll grab it for them because I'm tall.
That's nice.
But that
hold the door for people.
Hold the door for people. Just like smile at people too. Like I just smile at people. Like sometimes I'm surprised when someone smiles at me. I'm like, why are they? What's wrong? Like why are they?
Well, that's a New England thing. Why are you looking at
yeah,
me?
Like, why are you looking at me? But then it's like, oh, it makes me smile back, and it's just a nice thing to do. Ask people how they're doing, even on the street. Say hi. I mean, I do try to kind of keep that. You can't do it every day, all the day. But as much as you can, if you're in a good mood, spread it.
You know what, actually, and I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking, the number one act of kindness that you could do, and it's also just something to do in life, is turn off your fucking bright lights when you're driving at night.
Use your blinker.
Yeah, the brights are not supposed to be when you're just driving in regular traffic.
Yes.
If somebody's coming up on you, you're supposed to turn them
off.
Yeah,
please do that. That is an act of kindness, actually.
And it's just a life skill just to
and
do.
And using your blinker.
You can turn them back on.
Use their blinker.
Oh, the blinkers?
I don't know what you're doing. You need to tell me this is how we communicate on the road, okay? Like, put your blinker on, even if it's a quick turn. It's very helpful.
When I was driving to Boston yesterday, and
don't get me started on
it. No, you'll love this. There was two lanes on the highway, or three lanes. Somebody's in the left lane, which you're not supposed to be traveling in the left lane anyways, and this person slows down and cut across all three lanes because they were missing an exit. No blinker, no nothing. Somebody had to swerve out of the way.
Oh, my goodness.
It was absolutely ridiculous. So, yes, blinkers and turn off your brights. That's an extremely random act of kindness that we could really, really love from you to do. And just be nice to people, everybody. I know we live in New England and we're all miserable, but at least the spring's around the corner, so
yeah,
cheer up a
little
bit.
It hasn't been a bad winter. I don't have my normal winter blues.
Thanks, Puxatawny Phil.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you have any other kind of ideas for random acts of kindness, you can message us on Facebook, Bar Rated Radio on Facebook. Tell us what you think would be a great random act of kindness to do. And while you're there, too, you could also answer the question of the week, which we asked earlier in the show. If you do, and we pick you at random, you're going to win a $25 gift card to the Tap and Vine in Wallingford, where we do our games on Thursday. Sign up at 7:30 p.m. So thank you, Sarah. That's actually put me in a better mood.
Feel better?
I do.
Yay! Happy.
My Monday blues are just melting away, just like the snow piles in all the parking lots.
I am being kind today.
You are in a very good mood. A happy Monday to you. All right. It is Goldberg and Wadzy. It is show number 125 for the trivia week of February 17th, 2020. The Bar Rated Radio Podcast. So we have your Nerd Feature Artist of the Week, some music for you from a band called Atlas Gray out of, you said, Simsbury, Connecticut?
Yeah, that area.
Yeah. The Valley.
I met the drummer at Ironhurst, so I know they're around.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in just a bit before we close the show out. But before we do that, the reason why you're listening to this show, the five-point phrase of the week. Hold on, Sarah. You got your little repeater friend?
Yeah, I want to do
your
it.
Your little repeater squirrel. Let's at least post a picture of this on Facebook.
Okay.
What are you going to have it say?
Well, I love Parks and Rec, and I love the scene. What's the Indian dude?
Tom Haverford.
Yes, him and the other lady. They're walking down. They're like, "You got to treat yourself." So I thought a good five-point phrase would be treat yourself.
We got to play the sounder first. Hold on.
And now.
Oh, my God.
It's Bar-Rated Trivia's five-point phrase of the week. Brought to you by Keating Agency Insurance. Go to KeatingAgency.com for more information.
Okay, there we go. Now we can talk about it. So what are you saying?
From the show Parks and Rec, treat yourself.
That's the five-point phrase.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Okay.
Treat yourself.
If we
gotta treat yourself.
You go and watch the video that's on. Do it one more time because we're filming this right now.
Oh my God. The 5-point phrase is treat yourself.
So there you go.
I can't even.
Go on our Facebook page and look at the video. That was. It'll be funnier when you see it. So there you go. Write that at the bottom right of your score sheet to get 5 points added onto your score. That's right underneath where you put the two-point question of the day answer. But yes, on the count of three, the five-point phrase is
treat yourself.
And treat yourself to Parks and Rec theme games this Sunday, 4 o'clock signups. Go to barratedtrivia.com for the full schedule. That's the show. There we go. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Hey, at least we have fun doing it. It's Goldberg and Wadzy. Where are you hosting games this week?
I'll be at Five Churches tonight, Monday. I'll be at TJ's on Cedar tomorrow in Newington. That's Tuesday. Iron Horse Pub on Wednesday. That's in Simsbury. Spare Time on Friday in Bristol.
You're a busy girl. Busy, busy girl.
And then no more for the weekend.
Yeah. And you
can. Oh, no, that's not true because I'll be hosting
the Parks and Rec. Yeah, Parks and Rec game games.
You're a slave driver.
Hey, you're the one that has to keep doing them all. You can come and hang out with me every single Monday at the Republic at the Linden in downtown Hartford for our 7 o'clock games on Mondays and at Rooster Company on a Saturday. And I've got the most of the week off. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll just come and bug you at your games or go and check up on some other people.
Yeah.
Why not?
You'll keep busy.
I know. I find things to do. Maybe I could go and kayak this week if it's nice enough. Who knows? All right, we're going to close out the show, and we are going to play your Nerd Feature Artist, NERD, New England Rock Discovery. And this week, we are going to be featuring a band that was brought to our attention by Sarah. She saw this band, and you can actually, they're called Atlas Gray, and that's Atlas Gray with a A, G-R-A-Y. And you can find them on Facebook.
They're on Spotify.
AtlasGray.com, Spotify, and Bandcamp. And they have an album. It's a self-titled album that came out back in 2013. But they have a new album that is going to be coming out soon. And you said you know John, the drummer, who comes to our games at Iron Horse.
Yep.
So we're going to feature a song from them. It's actually the first track off of their self-titled album. It's called I'll Understand. I really like it. It's got like a little bit of a twang to it. And it's got that, as Earl from the Professors of Sweet Sweet Music said, it's got that Connecticut vibe feel to them. So,
yeah, and they're awesome live. And
if you want to see them live, no shows that we know of happening in February, but on Saturday, March 7th, if you're out in Wayne, Pennsylvania, they're going to be playing at 118 North on Saturday, March 7th. And for a little more local, Saturday, March 21st, they're going to be playing at the Roberts Center Theater, which is at Kingswood Oxford School in West Hartford. That is on the 21st of March. But go again, atlasgray.com for more information. But here you go. This is the song I'll Understand. So enjoy, everybody. Get that 5-point phrase. If you missed it, rewind a little bit. And of course, we have a question of the week earlier in the show for a $25 Tap and Vine gift card. So anything
peace
else?
Peace and love with peace and love.
Peace and love.
No fan mail. No, we do want fan mail and reviews. Yeah. Leave us a Facebook.
BarRatedRadio@gmail.com.
Peace and love.
All right, here you go. Atlas Gray, I'll Understand. It's Bar Rated Radio. We'll see you next week and have fun training your brains at our games.
Simple song with a righteous meaning. We're a guiding light to help you fight your demons. So don't shut us out or claim yourself defeated. Oh, we're friends of yours, or have you forgotten what we've been through or what we started?
Yeah! tell us.
T-Mobile.
Three words for you. Treat yourself. Once a year, Donna and I spend a day treating ourselves. What do we treat ourselves to?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
It's the best day of the year.
The best day of the year! The point of this is to pamper yourself. It's a one day a year I allow myself to be selfish.
Ooh, cupcakes.
Those are all for me, Jerry.
I would like three big-ass diamonds surrounded by their own set of tiny-ass diamonds.
Welcome to Nirvana. The Plaza at Eagleton.
Needles in your face, pleasure in your base.
All the sushi is made from fish previously owned by celebrities.
This is Peter Bogdanovich's saltwater eel.
Mmm, Bogdana, delish.
If you could blow big money on one thing, what would it be?
Treat yourself. In Beverly Hills.
Treat yourself 2017.
And it's the biggest one yet.
I really want this dress, and I like this crystal beetle.
Cashmere socks, velvet pants.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
This is insane.
You're gonna treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
I'm gonna treat myself.
Treat yourself.
I'm gonna go ahead and treat myself. It's the best day of the year.